This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The former Speaker of the House and frequent guest of the show, Kurt Dowd, is kind enough to join us. Kurt, like all our guests, like Tim Pawlenty earlier and Dean Phillips, Kurt is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Many items to discuss, but we're starting in Minnesota, and let's start with the House. He knows it well. As of right now, and hello, sir, as of right now, it is a tie, but because some of these races are so close, an automatic recount is going to take place. What is your read on the seats that your party, your Republican Party, picked up last night? And do you have any feel for the recounts at this point?
Yeah. Good afternoon, Chad. What a big night for Republicans and all across the country, obviously, but very interesting in Minnesota. The House right now is sitting tied at 67-67. There are two seats that are close enough, at least two seats, I think only two, that are close enough. Both have a Democrat leading them, one by 14 votes, one by 28 votes, I think, both within the automatic recount margin. So those will go to a recount. That's 14 and 28, those are tough to overcome, but yep. You never know between now and the time that they certify them if they've, you know, they might find some little anomaly. We've had that happen before, or they found some little absentee ballots or, you know, something, you know, what we had one a couple years ago where they double counted a precinct and they had to fix the numbers and then it threw it back off. So you just never know until they're certified, until the recounts happen. But I would be surprised if those don't hold. So that puts the House 67-67 for the first time in 46 years. The last time was 1978. And then there is no tiebreaker. So the House has to figure out how to deal with that, right? And in 1978, it took them 5 weeks to elect a Speaker of the House, which is the first thing you have to do.
Great.
So they met every day, and the Secretary of State would come in and convene them, and they'd vote. And it took 5 weeks before they finally agreed to some sort of a power sharing, and one side got the Speaker, I think, and the other side got the majority leader or something. So they're going to have to work through that. I actually think there's a scenario where this could work better for Minnesota, because this sort of a thing actually forces the House of Representatives is very much a winner-take-all thing, and the Speaker has a ton of power. And there's an incentive if your party holds that majority for you to do what you want and to try to get what you want and inflict that on everybody else. But this scenario, if they have a power sharing agreement where they share everything, this scenario could cause them or force them to have to work together. And it could actually work okay and the only way that works okay is if one side doesn't dig in and say, we're not going to do this. We want power, and we're going to try to figure out a way to manipulate ourselves to get power. So we'll see. It'll be interesting to watch.
Most of the time, Kurt, both parties say, we want absolute power, and we're digging in. So, okay,
right.
Let's stay with this, because this is so intriguing, okay, because you know it well. There's a very different situation from Speaker to either majority or minority leader. Why would either party, outside of this, hey, the betterment of Minnesota, which should be a huge part, minor point, but why would either party say, okay, you be the Speaker of the House, you get the top position, and we'll take the second position. What else would, let's say it's the Republicans get the Speaker and the Democrats get the number two spot. What else would the Democrats say, we need to get this also if we're not going to have the Speaker position?
Yeah, I think it's tough. So there could be an agreement that one side gets certain committee chairmanships, and you know, there's obviously power in that. They get to kind of craft the omnibus bills that come out of their committee, or they get to decide what bills are even heard in their committees. So they could do some sort of negotiation like that. I actually would propose that they sit down together and they have an equal power sharing agreement where, instead of having a speaker, you actually have everything that the speaker is supposed to do in the House rules and in statute. You just have that done by memo signed by both leaders, so that both leaders, both parties, have to sign off on every action. And then, you know,
can you have an equal
number of members. I think it could. I need to explore that a little more in statute, because the statute right now says that they shall elect a speaker, but I think there might be a way to figure that out, or you know, and then what they need to do is just have members that don't have the power of appointment and all of the things that go along with the speakership can serve as Speaker pro tem and just convene the chamber and do that part, preside over the chamber, but actually, you know, have the committees split evenly, because the Constitution requires that it takes 68 votes to pass a bill for that bill to go to the Senate and the governor and become law. Neither party has 68 votes right now. So everything that leaves that chamber has to have a vote from both parties. And so it's going to force them to work together. And I think it's a good exercise at the beginning to say, let's actually just split everything evenly. Let's just govern by memo here, and both of us have to sign off on everything. That will cut off any of the extremes on both sides and you know, force them to work together. I think it's possible. I think it could actually work well if they're committed to it.
2:15 here on WCCO. Chad Hartman with former Speaker of the House, Kurt Dowd. As of right now, it's 67-67. In the Minnesota State House, as we said right at the start with Kirk, you got two races that are so close. Recount situation, Democrats in the lead in both those. My fear is nothing gets done. My fear is they don't follow your plan. They just, I'm going to be in my cement, you're in your cement. And guess what? It's month after month after month, and nothing is happening. And then the last 3 days, the bare minimum gets done, and we already start looking ahead to 2026. Tell me I'm wrong, because I'm worried I'm not.
That's certainly a scenario that's possible, right? And that's why I say if one side digs in and says, no, we're not going to agree to a power sharing, we're going to try to, you know, sit behind the scenes and figure out a way to manipulate this so we can have power. If you've got one side that's doing that, you could very well end up with gridlock and nothing getting done. And, you know, Minnesota is going to lose if that's the case. So I hope they can figure something out. But that's certainly a scenario that's possible. And you know, if you go back, there's a book that was written about that gridlock back in 1978. So I think everybody's dusting off those old copies of that book to read about exactly how that worked. And it was tough. And actually, the way it resolved back then was they did have a power sharing agreement, and I think there was a trade speaker for some chairmanships and that sort of thing, and they were governing. And then the Democrats trumped up a charge, a campaign finance charge, against the Republican that was sitting in the most Democrat leaning seat, and they basically declared the seat vacant. They expelled the member. The member couldn't vote on their own expulsion, and that created a vacancy. They then elected a speaker with their 67 members, and the special election, the Democrats won, and they took the majority. So, you know, it can be that sort of thing too. But now it takes a 2/3 majority to expel a member, so you can't do that anymore. But it could be gridlock.
That's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's always going to be a combination. We know that. But when you look at your party gaining the three seats as it stands now in the House, how much of this do you think was the Donald Trump wave? How much of this was Republicans and doing well in their respective districts? And how much of it was people saying, I don't agree with what Tim Walz did when they had the trifecta?
I think it's probably some of each. I think, you know, I used to say, and I've probably said it on your show, that if the top of the ticket, meaning Kamala Harris, if she doesn't win Minnesota by 7 points or more, Republicans would have the House. Meaning if she won by six or five, Republicans would have the House. I've been told by people who've been watching the polling numbers more recently that that number is lower, and the reason is you've got less ticket splitting, more polarization. So that number now, I think we know now, it's 4.5%. I think that's where they're at right now, right? So, and I think 4.5%, they under, you know, Walz and Harris underperformed Biden in Minnesota by about 3 points or a little more than 3 points, right? Which is significant. So, I think, you know, I think there's some soul searching that needs to happen by Tim Walz, and the you know, to the heart of your question, the agenda that they pushed, having complete control, and it seemed like they were going to not miss the opportunity to change the state while they had complete control. And I think there was some, you know, touching a hot stove visceral reaction to that by the electorate.
Dean Phillips on the show about an hour ago made news saying he's not eliminating public office, but he's not going to run for governor in 2026. So that would be one big name out on the Democrat side. He also is well aware of Ken Martin and the power structure, which was clearly against him running for Joe Biden. So whether Tim Walz is on the ticket or not, and my gut tells me he's not going to run. I want you to answer that, too. What does your gut tell you about whether Walz runs? Who do you want to run?
My guess is he does run for re-election.
Oh, he does run.
I think he loves the job. I think his wife loves it even more. I think he's going to come back from this national run and this national ticket notoriety. He probably should come back with his tail between his legs. I think the national media right now is blaming him for some of it, that he wasn't the right pick or the right choice, that he didn't resonate. But my guess is he's going to come back acting a bit of a national celebrity, and Minnesota should be lucky to have me, and probably try to run for a third term. I don't think he should. Now, I've had Democrat friends tell me today that they don't think he does either, that they think this should be a sign that this is probably the end for him. But it'll be interesting to watch and see what happens. On the Republican side, I think people have kind of thought if the House didn't go the right way in D.C., Tom Emmer's involved pretty high up in leadership right now in the House of Representatives. If they lost the majority, I think people thought maybe he'd come back and run for governor. I think he'd like to do that since he lost very narrowly in 2010. I don't know who else is kind of laying in the wings.
How about Pete Stauber?
I've heard that name. I think he could be a good candidate. I don't know if he's interested. I know he's got a number of young kids and family commitments, but going to D.C. probably is a bigger burden on that than being here in St. Paul. So I think he's an option as well, but it'll be interesting to see kind of how that unfolds.
Always appreciate it, sir. Great insight on the House, and we'll see how it plays out. And, you know, we'll reach out to you down the line.
Sounds good. Appreciate you. Have a great day.
The former Speaker of the House, Kurt Dowd. Good luck to the House. But Kurt, as I just said to him, pretty good information about what was taking place in the late 70s, the last time we had a tie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.